And this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. All summer long, we've been asking people who work in film to talk about the movie that changed their life, including this one from the writer-director of Eve's Bayou.
My name is Casey Lemons. I'm a writer and director, and my movie that I've seen 100 times at least is Once. It's directed by John Carney, and it's starring Glenn Hansard and Marketa Iglova.
Scratching out the surface now, and I'm trying hard to work it out.
Well, it has this wonderful opening where you just see this guy, and he's playing guitar on the street. He's a street musician, and he's singing his heart out.
'Cause this is what I've waited for. Your chance to even up the score.
And we realize that a girl is watching him. She's been watching him. And she gives him a dime, you know, because it's really all she has. He's slightly insulted.
Thanks. 10 cents. Brilliant. Thanks.
Excuse me?
Sorry.
But she talks about how the song, it must mean something to him. And you know, who's this person that he's written this song about?
Who'd you write this song for, please?
No one.
Where is she?
She's gone.
The most important thing about his character is that his heart is broken. A woman's broken his heart, and this young girl comes into that turmoil, that void, and, you know, starts to take up space, and he realizes that he cares about her.
And what chance had we got when we missed every shot?
I first saw it when it was in theaters, and I was so taken. I mean, I was so taken by the filmmaking, honestly. I mean, I just thought it was spectacularly made. But then I watched it with my sister. And the funny thing about my sister and I is we have completely different movie tastes. You know, her favorite movie is Love Actually, and mine is The Celebration. But we have a place of convergence in our taste. And one day we discussed the fact that we both love this movie. We went and rented it and watched it 7 times in 24 hours. We just put it on and just didn't stop watching it. It was such a sweet experience. We were singing the songs, and you know, pretty soon the kids are singing the songs. It was so much fun, and it was our pajama once party.
When your mind's made, when your mind's made.
There's this beautiful scene where he's asked her to write some lyrics to his song, and she runs out of batteries. Batteries die, and she has to go to the store and get batteries. And there's just, you know, this long shot of her walking out and playing the music with her lyrics.
Are you really here? Or am I dreaming? I can't tell dream from truth.
Every time that there's an opportunity, you know, or I run into the title, I have to watch it. I feel compelled to. And I've got to say, it has a special wistfulness, you know, for me now, because I lost my sister a year ago. She passed away. And so now when I watch it, it's filled with this, it's that wonderful relationship that you have that you might not get to keep, but that allows you to go on and love again and keep living, and gives you strength, you know, and power. So it's a really, really special film for me.
That's the writer-director Casey Lemons talking about the movie she could watch a million times, Once. Lemons is currently working on her next film, an adaptation of the Langston Hughes play, Black Nativity.